Classic Rock Podcast. My name's Nick McMillian. I'll be your host today. And today, my co-host is Haley Herberger. How are you doing today, Haley?
Good, Nick. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Did you find the place okay? Did you?
A little complicated, but I'm here.
All right. Well, that's all that counts. Today's topic on the podcast, we will be talking about Classic Rock Hall of Famer John Cougar Mellencamp and the concert that me and you are both going to be going to later on in November. How are you feeling about that concert?
Pretty pumped up.
Well, that's always good. All right. John Mellencamp, he's embarking on his fall 2010 theater tour, which he's playing about 15 small venues and classic theaters, ranging from the Chicago Theater to many other theaters throughout Indiana and Illinois. Of course, his home state is Indiana, so he said in an interview with Rolling Stone that he was really looking forward to this tour, that he's going to get back to the basics. So the concert that we're going to is on November 11th in Indianapolis at the Butler Hinkle Fieldhouse. That's where the Butler basketball team, volleyball team plays, and at one time it was the biggest arena in the country. It was built back in 1928, but obviously modern times and stuff, it's not as big as it once was, and it's actually quite small compared to many other stadiums and arenas now. He's going on tour for his No Better Than This album, which has 13 new album songs. I have yet to buy that, but I'm really looking forward to the songs on there, and I know that it'll be a classic Mellencamp feel to the songs. So now I'm going to ask you a question, Haley. How much do you know already about John Mellencamp?
I know a little bit about him.
A little bit as in?
I know a few songs that he sings.
Which ones do you know?
I know that he sings Jack and Diane.
Oh, Jack and Diane. That's a pretty good song. So in 1982, he released the album American Fool, which on that album had Hurt So Good and Jack and Diane, as you mentioned. And then in 1984, another big album that he released was Uh-Huh, and that had Pink Houses on it, Crumbling Down, and Authority Song. And Authority Song, he later would go on and say that it was the American version of We Fought the Law and the Law Won. Also, in 1988, Rolling Stone magazine described John Mellencamp as one of the most powerful and versatile live bands ever assembled. Hearing that quote, I'm really excited, because a lot of my close family and friends who've already seen John Mellencamp have said that he is one of the best shows they've ever seen. Now, why exactly are you looking forward to seeing Mellencamp in concert?
Because I really enjoy his music, and I think that from what everybody says, that the concert will be really sweet.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm looking forward to it, too. I'm hoping he puts on a really good show, and from what everybody says, I'm sure he will. Now, the concert on his fall 2010 theater tour for his new album, No Better Than This, his concert's at the Hinkle Fieldhouse, and like I said earlier, it was the biggest stadium at one point in time in the country, but due to, you know, bigger, better arenas, you know, it's become quite smaller. I'm really looking forward to hearing him in concert here, because I feel the sound will be really good. It won't be too distorted. Sometimes when you go to a concert and some locations have a really bad echo, or they don't sound very good, I'm hoping this isn't the case, and I'm hoping that the Hinkle Fieldhouse really does justice to Mellencamp's music. So that pretty much wraps it up for this John Mellencamp podcast on the Classic Rock Podcast. I'm your host, Nick McMillian, with Haley Herberger. It was good having you on the show today.
It was good being here.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add about John Mellencamp?
I think you summed it up.
All right. Well, until next time, thanks for listening.